whether anybody else likes it. I like it. That's what I say. Oh, God, there's so much. I played that. That's Planet Rock. That's, Africa Bambaataa. I never got into all of that. You know, it's like funk, kind of. But somebody sort of got me into it a few years ago. And you recognize, like, everything came from this. You know, it's like listening to Grandmaster Flash also, you know, that every hip-hop. So everything came from this. This guy, the producer Arthur Baker, and this guy John Roby, who never appeared. He never got, like, famous. I was worried about him, but somebody told me he made millions of dollars. But he just, I don't know, he wasn't flamboyant enough, I guess, to really get all the credit he deserved from the public in general. It was Arthur Baker. So I'm looking through Time Out New York yesterday, because I still, it's so nice to sit in a chair and just read a magazine. You don't have to read everything online. You really don't. And they were having their, they moved us now. They were you know, having their big fall preview issue, you know, their optimist issue. And here is an announcement that Sunday night, this must have been since, I don't know, 10, 15 years. This guy, Arthur Baker, who actually doesn't look this old, moved to London in the early 1990s. John Roby, the last I knew, is still around New York. But he doesn't perform or anything, and he is performing Sunday night. Sunday night, bad night for people who work. You know, when you say, Lynn, you don't work till 1 o'clock, but a good dance club kind of show like this, it would be going on till noon. Well, that's how they are. They go on till the next day, if they're any good. So he's performing in New York. See, now, even if I could get a hold of him, it doesn't matter because, like, I don't know anything about this. I don't know. I wouldn't even know enough to talk to him. What, John Roby, the same years, Freeze, I-O-U. Do we have anything under F-R-E-E-Z? And supposedly Roby has just re-released. Of course not. I-O-U. I mean, this stuff is all from the 80s. Okay, so they're playing Sunday with a show they're calling Return to New York. And Roby is going to perform with him, says, who's just released a remake of I.O.U. But he also has, listen to this, Fab Five Freddy, Lady Miss Keir, oh, from D-Light. Remember Lady Miss Keir? Chris Franz and Tina Weymouth. And Paradise Garage's Mel Sharon, Techno Deity Joey Beltram, and Jackie 60's Johnny Dinell. So it just sounds like such an amazing show that you can't find out what it costs or what time it starts. But I guess you would have to call the club. But I can't go out on Sunday night. So now, of course... Oh, you know, technically, my MP3 player, maybe I'm going to have to find out how to put a cassette tape into my MP3 player. Oh, my God. No, you can do it. It does it. I don't think your iPod can do that. But mine can do it. But, you know, but Mike, don't explain it to me. Mike, it's useless. It really is useless. This one listener, he's so sweet, but he explains to me how to do things. And it's, you might as well be explaining to me in a foreign language. Okay? But I'm just trying to see, they are on CD. There's a series of, I think, four CDs. that Tommy Boy put out called The Perfect Beats that has a lot of this stuff. A lot of it I didn't like. I ran out. I bought them on audio cassette, you know, like 7 years ago or something. And a lot of it I didn't like. But there's a lot of Arthur Baker. There's a lot of Roby. Of course, the first thing I'd have to do is take everything out of my cabinet, because I took all my cassettes and I said, please, Lynn, you're never going to play a cassette again. But you don't want to throw them out for when there's no electricity, you know, when Armageddon happens. Well, it is. Bush wants it. Amala Jala Bala wants it. Everybody wants it. So in case there's Armageddon, you know, I've got my batteries. I've got my, my old Sony Walkman. And I'm not throwing out the cassettes. As long as I have a cabinet, I can shove them in. So, you know, when nobody can charge their stupid iPod, I can be listening to The Perfect Beats, which actually are on CD. But not easy to find, I see. Amazon doesn't even really sell them. They just connect you to other people that sell them. Anyway, anybody who has any rare John Roby, unreleased John Roby, just send it to me. That's all. Make a copy. I'm serious. Just make a copy. Just send me. I want all the unreleased John Roby that there is. Because he was like the genius. He really was. And then the other great story somebody just told me, this is how rich he was in the 80s. Okay, this guy always lived in New York. Apparently he was born in New York. Somebody told me this morning, this could be apocryphal, but it's such a great story. He was so rich that he bought a Lamborghini. And he couldn't get any insurance in New York. No, who would insure a Lamborghini in New York City? Maybe if you signed in blood, you'd never park it on the street. I bet you probably still couldn't get insurance. Walter didn't give me a copy of this, but my friend Walter, I ran into him in the lobby yesterday. And he tells me, here's another story. And this is not apocryphal, because he swears he was going to give me a copy of this, Walter. Isn't this better than talking? What did Bush say today? What bullshit did we hear? You made another speech. Shut up. I must say, I didn't figure this out. The Washington Post figured this out. He's trying to change the conversation from the failed war in Iraq to the successful war on terror. That's what all these speeches are for 3 days in a row, you know, with Guantanamo when he moved. Oh, yeah, of course we had secret prisons. When somebody printed that in the New York Times, wasn't that sedition and treason? But when he can use it for a political purpose, then it's okay. So these speeches are a way to change the conversation. And it is really implicitly, isn't it, an admission that the war in Iraq is a disaster. Because now he's touting, and he's now, by saying how successful we are in the war on terror, he is stating things that you can't disprove, because they're like all secret. So if he says, well, we had so-and-so in a secret prison, and these fabulous interrogation techniques we used, which were definitely not torture, allowed us to thwart this plot and that plot and the other plot. Well, how can you prove anything different? That Karl Rove is a fucking genius, isn't he? He really is. Just he goes out, he says things. Nobody can prove he's lying. I mean, you know, we know he's lying because his mouth is moving. But and it just gets the whole conversation away from the war in Iraq, which is such a disaster. Let me go back to Walter. See, I sometimes get back. Walter, I don't understand why. I guess he takes out his own insurance. He's like marrying his children. You know. Walter used to be so much fun. I love Walter. I know this guy for so many years, and I adore him. But, yeah, he got married and had kids. He thinks his life just started, you know. I don't know. It's what they all think. Anyway, so he, I guess, takes out, you know, more insurance. We're insured, aren't we? Don't we have insurance here? Anyway, he wanted to renew his workman's compensation insurance, right? And he gets a letter from the insurance company that says, we will not renew the insurance because you work within 1/10 of a mile of a terrorist target. And they named it. And do you know what the terrorist target is within 1/10 of a mile of where I'm sitting? Fox News. Well, I'm insulted. He should tell Howard that, you know? Howard would be insulted. How insulting is that? That Fox News is a... And the weird thing is, which I know, but I wasn't thinking... We are, I think, still within 1/10 of a mile of NBC. And the studio to CNN. Now they moved over to We Are Not a Mall, which is more than 1/10 of a mile. But that storefront studio, that, not storefront, sidewalk, you know, whatever, that's a block away. But no, Walter's letter just announced that the terrorist target is Fox News. Gee whiz. Gee whiz. What are the big... By the way, not only is Suri Cruz Asian, not only did I actually... I'm not posting it, but if you put in... Katie Holmes' baby bump timeline. You can find it somewhere. I found it. I'm not posting it. I mean, you know, I'm obsessed, but I'm not getting ridiculous. That's like a wig on the baby. That's not the baby's hair. She never had a baby. She, number one, never had a baby. Number two, that hair on that baby is not real. And number three, the baby's Asian. And I'm not the only one who said it. When you start delving into this earth-shatteringly important topic, there are websites devoted to this. And somebody emailed me, and she said, that's so funny. Just as you were saying that baby is Asian, I was just emailing a friend of mine saying, that's not their baby. Now, there is a theory that what it is that it may have been Katie's egg. But they may have, you know, it may be a, you have to watch out what you say about them because he sues everybody's ass. But, you know, that they could have shot somebody else's sperm up her. Apparently, a Chinese man. Not their baby. Not their baby. She never had a baby. And I know it. So there's actually, there is news up the wazoo. And, oh God, I didn't tell you the big news. I forgot the biggest news. The dumpster divers, my listener's kid, they're out of prison. They got sprung. I'll tell you more when we come back. You know, I'll tell you something. It's getting harder to manage my media every day. It is get... Oh, Jesus. Now, here's another. Here, you want to hear a recipe for failure? Clear Channel Radio. You know, the behemoth that ate radio. Is now, for another $3 a month, on one of the cell phone companies. You can hear like your local radio station. Huh? You know, all these things are failing, by the way. I forget what the last one did. For all this crap with putting all this shit on your cell phone, there's only two things you need. You need the cell phone to be like an MP3 player. people would do that, right, to load their own music. So, you know, like the thing I've been saying for years, so you carry one device. You have a cell phone that is a phone and your MP3 player. You know, so you don't have to carry two things. But all this other crap is failing. All of this, you know, with Watch King Kong on the cell phone and you know, now they're going to try to put radio on us. Jesus, I am just too overcome with media. Because I tend to just turn Alex on and I listen to him. I don't know why, but I do. And suddenly I'm saying, well, Neil Rogers is back from vacation in Florida. So, all right, I'll listen to Alex for a while. Then I'll put Neil on. Then you can do the remote thing. Because I have my Sirius hooked up to my TV. You know, so you can, Neil, you know, so you're muting and muting this and muting that. And you say, what kind of life do we live? I'm sitting here in front of a computer for hours reading news. And I'm muting the computer, that we, you know, when Neil goes into a commercial and listening to Alex, and then Neil comes, and I'm muting. Oh, my. And now I've got this thing. I don't think this will last, because I do inherently hate TV talk shows. But 11 o'clock, you got to turn on Rosie. You do. She dominates. No, but somebody pointed out to me, Billy, my stalker, pointed out to me that she was, Meredith Vieira was the moderator. She was the bus driver. That was Meredith's job. Because as I explained to you, if you are more than one host, somebody has to be responsible for saying, now we have to go to a commercial. And that's what Meredith did. And Rosie was actually hired to do that, but that isn't really how she's dominating. She's just dominating the show because she is smarter and funnier and better than anybody else on it. That's why. I mean, they could all leave. They, as long as they don't get in her way, they could stay. But otherwise, you know, who needs them? You know, she's just Rosie. Oh, and what does she give away today? She's into giving stuff to the audience. They never used to give shit away. Everybody got a beautiful View tote bag. I would love that tote bag. That's a lovely tote bag. It is. Look, if every picture of Katie Couric, she's schlepping a tote bag, I don't feel so bad anymore. And the first day, everybody in the audience got that two-day cruise. I don't know what they got yesterday. I had to go to the periodontist. And today, they all got the tote bag, but everybody in the audience is going to get, it's a gift bag. There's obviously stuff in it, too. Apparently, every day, every audience member gets the gift bag, and Barbara Walters said Rosie did it. It was like, Rosie, well, because, you know, she used to do it on her show. So it wasn't like she went to the producers and said, get a gift bag. She did it. And also, everybody in the audience today got $100 gift certificates to Home Depot. That's nice. I could buy a lot of light bulbs. I only... Oh, did you see that story I had up the other day? Did you see... A lady is in Lowe's looking at plants, which is actually the only... The main thing I ever buy at my Home Depot. Plants, light bulbs, and switch plates. Right? And she got bitten by a rattlesnake twice. Twice. She's like looking at the plants and she feels something on her leg. And there was a rattlesnake. It was like a little rattlesnake. They're apparently like little rattlesnakes. Twice. It bit her. Jesus. All right. So, the big news of the day. You remember Monday, Sean called. And her son and his friend were going to the Rainbow Family Gathering which is you read more of these comments. This freaked out the people in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Because it's, you know, like a bunch of strangers coming to your town. You know, it's obviously a small town. And, you know, like I complain in the middle of New York City, you know, about the tourists. So you can imagine, you know, like some little town, they don't like the idea that all these hippies are coming. And Sean's son and his friend went behind some store, Sweet Pea Produce, and they took some vegetables out of the dumpster. And this insane DA said to them, well, you can either take a misdemeanor and spend 6 months in prison, or you can go on trial and possibly get a felony conviction. And, of course, the few dissenters on the message boards are saying, well, why didn't they go on trial if they really didn't do anything? But please, you know, all you have to do is, like, see how stupid people are and you know why. You know, you can't count on a jury. So, you see, the original police report, the owners of Sweet Pea said they had broken into the store, right? And then the owners of the store, as they investigated, they said, no, nobody did break. They didn't go into the store. They just took it from the dumpster, which means they went on the store's property. You know, please. And the DA is crazy. It's an assistant DA. It's not even the DA. But the DA's back. Everybody's backing him. Because you know how people hate to say, oh, my God, I was so wrong. Well, let me tell you something. This became such a commotion, this idiocy of somebody took two cucumbers and a grape. Is it Sean? So he let them out. But he won't admit he was wrong. He won't admit he was wrong. Hi, you're now listed on my screen, Sean, as Dumpster Mom.
Hi.
Hi.
Wait a minute, you're still talking on, am I on right now?
Yes, you're on the radio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can't believe it. Oh my God, it's just been such a roller coaster, and it's just insane.
But I heard, or it says in the article that the other kid is going to go right home to Pennsylvania, but your son wants to keep traveling. He doesn't even want to come home.
This is totally, I know. I started yelling and screaming to him on the phone. Giles, you've got to be kidding. You know, can't you just come home? It's like, oh, gee, I don't know what is wrong with him. He's a free spirit. That's all I
can. He really is. He lied. Why should he come home? He's free. Why go home to mommy?
He really is. You didn't happen to hear the moderator today. He was interviewed online.
No, I didn't.
Well, and somebody asked him, so when you had $400 in traveler's checks on you, why were you taking rotting produce out of the dumpster?
Why not?
And he said, well, if you have leftovers in the fridge, why make more food?
That's a very good answer. It is a good answer. Why not?
He's too much. He really is.
Well, I have a feeling he got some of it from his mother.
Yeah.
But don't you love that DA who still, he let them out, but he won't admit he was wrong. He's just saying basically, I can't deal with the publicity. Nobody understands this. I'm right. But I'm fed up with this already. Go away.
Oh, no. He's a snake. He's a real, honest-to-goodness snake. And, you know, the power of the people saved the day in this case. I know it's a small case in the world view. There's so many huge, horrible problems and things going on. But just to know that for once justice was served, I mean,
just by people making a fuss.
People absolutely stood up and made this happen. It was, like, unbelievable.
So you think we could get rid of Bush now? We got your son out of prison for stealing a carrot. So you think we can get the scumbag out of the White House, maybe?
Yes, we can! We could!
We could!
Oh, I know. We
this guy sounds, the DA sounds like as big of an asshole as Bush.
Yes, he is. It's all connected somehow. I know it is. But it happened. And
like, you were home alone when they called you? So yeah, you were, like, just all hysterical by yourself.
Yeah, he called me. Yes, he called me last night. And he was pretending, like, oh, how sad he was. And what's wrong, Mom? And I said, well, you're still in jail. And he goes, well, yeah, I know. But and then he goes, ow. And I said, what was that? And he goes, David just punched me in the ribs. Because, well, Mom, we're getting out in about an hour. And I was like, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, well, you can see he's like a bit of a jokester, your son, too.
Yeah, he is a bit of a jokester.
He didn't just call up and say, Mom, I'm getting out. He had to, oh, hi, Mom.
He had to drag it out and torture me.
Oh, my
God. But anyway, yeah, it's really a riot.
All right, so now you can go back to ceramics class.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
And, like, concentrate on throwing your pots.
Not pots, it's ceramic sculpture. www.seanmccarthy.com.
Oh, you sell it?
Oh, yeah, I'm a sculptor. I'm a real...
Oh, I thought you were, like, you know, like... Well, I, you know, like some hippie that took pottery.
Actually, I have an opening tomorrow from 5 to 7 in Dover, New Hampshire on Central Avenue.
Oh, so you got, now wait, it's Sean, but you spell Sean, wait.
S-H-A-U-N-E.
Wait, W-W-W-S-H-A-W?
No,
SHAUNEMCCARTHY .com.
Yeah.
Watch, if I hate your stuff, I'm going to say it. It's not coming in. There. Oh, how cute! Oh, look at that!
She just got into my website.
Oh, look at that! It's like a clown with a bird shitting on his hat.
The clown is just standing on his head. It is not shitting.
Oh, look at that. No, the bird.
Yes,
are you sure
the bird
isn't shitting on his head?
Yes, I'm sure, but it's actually a very good idea. We should probably do that. Have him shitting on his shoulder or something.
Oh, look at that. This is nice.
Yeah, well,
this is nice stuff.
You know, unfortunately, it hasn't been updated in a really long time.
Oh, look at that family portrait. Is that little Giles?
Yeah.
Is that Giles the jail? But now you can call him Giles the jailbird. Oh, look at that. That's nice. I wouldn't like it because, like, if you drop this shit, it just breaks, right? Immediately.
No, it's bare. They're really sturdy. They're very, no, it won't break. It might chip, but, you know, they're fired and...
I like the dancer in the water a lot. That's very nice. Oh, that's really nice.
Thank you.
Wow. I'm so glad I like it because it would have been so embarrassing.
I know.
You know, like I've never seen it and you go, oh, well, okay.
I know. Totally. I know.
I like the wrapped man too.
Yeah, the wrapped man's good. But these are all old. I haven't updated the damn thing forever. And I guess
well, get somebody to do it.
I know. Well, I can't find anyone. I'm supposed to really learn myself, and I can't.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
Is it hard?
I can't do it. I have the most simple website because I found this bigstep.com, and I figured out how to put stories up, and that's all I can do. I can't do anything. I could have... You ever go to Alex Bennett's website? He's got video and audio and... I can't get a story up.
I don't care all that.
I don't either.
Simple. I just like simple, simple.
That's what I like. And this is first generation. These are very nice.
Oh, you're so nice.
I thought you were like, you know, one of those, well, maybe you don't have them where you live, but you know, these doofus women that their kids leave home and, you know, they start taking up pottery. That's what I thought you were like.
Yeah.
Some doofus hippie. You took
no, I've never thrown a single pot in my entire life.
No, this is really good.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Okay, it's essay. Don't email me because by the time I get... No, I don't mean you. I mean everybody else is going to say, what's her website? By the time I get home, I'm not going to remember.
It's www.seanmccarthy.com.
Yeah, but Sean is like S-H-A-U-N-E.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that's... You know, could I give you some advice?
Okay.
Come up with another name for the website. If somebody hears Sean McCarthy, nobody, who would ever think to spell Sean S-H-A-U-N-E? Nobody.
Really?
I mean, to you it doesn't seem odd, but how do you spell Sean?
Yeah, I know. There's so many different ways to spell it.
Or what you should do is buy, there's a way that what if you buy both? Maybe Garrett knows. If you bought S-E-A-N McCarthy, which probably isn't available, and it would just go to your website.
Well, I don't know. I guess my plan is by the time I'm through, everyone is going to know how to spell my name.
Oh, well, all right. That's that actually is a good attitude. That's actually, but it could be like McCarthy Sculptor or something.
Yeah, Sean Sculptor, or McCarthy
no,
Sculptor.
No, not Sean. We want to get away from Sean.
Okay, yeah, well...
Maybe you're right. Maybe by the time you're through, everybody will know how to spell your name. I want to see the next thing when you update it. Could you make, like, a sculpture of your son in prison?
Well, I actually have a sculpture of my son, which turned out to look like him that I finished this summer, which is, you know, Atlas?
Oh, yeah.
That famous, well-known...
which is a few blocks from me, yes, right in front of Rockefeller Center.
Yes, only my Atlas is a man standing in water with a bathing suit on, holding a beach ball, and the beach ball is the beat-up world.
Oh, that's good.
And
now you can just put a prison around, put a cell around.
It's like, you know, the poor guy is taking on this beat-up world, you know, all on his own. And that's what I see my son this summer. It was like he's taking on the problems of the world and this beat-up world and whatever.
But well, I think that's great.
It is kind of a funny concept.
I think that's great. And this is really nice. Well, congratulations. Now you can relax.
Thank you, Lynn.
Can relax. And if I was a man, I would be taking total credit for this. But I'm not going to.
Your support and encouragement and
well, look, all the media, you know, we all had a part in it. It was up on Drudge. It was Neil Bortz. That crazy.
I know.
Is that weird how two of the most right-wing people jumped on this? That Drudge put the story up and that nut Neil Bortz, you know, belongs in an institution.
Well, I think everybody understands.
Injustice.
In this dumpster diving concept, there's more and more poor people in the world, and everybody's, you know, people...
Neil Bortz doesn't understand that, I can assure you. Neil Bortz is the radio host who famously said, imagine what kind of an adult person makes minimum wage. What kind of loser...
I know, it's possible. If you can't live on it.
So... Yeah, no, but he means, like, what kind of a scumbag, what kind of an imbecile you would have to be to only make it. So believe me, but he got on your son's case. He was for your son. So.
I know. Oh, God, I am so thankful.
So you did something else, honey. You joined the left and the right together.
You're right.
You really did. If you get me and Drudge and Bortz all together on the same side of something, you achieved something nobody else can do. You're not that good. Calm down. Don't get carried away. All right, honey. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
And
you.
Even if he doesn't come right home, you know, at least you know he's free.
I know. Okay.
Thanks, sweetheart. Thank
right.
you. Bye.
Bye, Lynn.
Isn't that great? You hardly ever get a good story. And it's true. She really united the left and the right. Didn't she? Neil Bortz is into the same thing I'm into? That's probably never going to happen again in the history of the universe. Did I skip that 35 break? So it's 45. It's so nice they don't care. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146. Oh, I thought my button stuck again. Now we have he hits buttons and doesn't. So isn't that nice to have some good news? For a change. Oh, here's some more good news. But this isn't going to come out. It's time for another break. But this isn't going to turn out to be true. Because they said the same thing a year ago. Okay? They are announcing that this year there is going to be more than enough flu vaccine. But they said that last year. This year they're going no lines, no waiting. But they said that last year. And what happened last year? They said, oh, we have plenty of flu vaccine. Oh, we just have a distribution problem. We just can't get it to anybody. So I don't know that them saying that there's even more flu vaccine this year than last year. And I know exactly where I'm getting my flu shot. We have one of those drugstores with the medical clinic in it. You know, that's the new thing. Since nobody can afford doctors and so many people don't have health insurance, you know, pretty soon they'll have like doctors and nurses like on street corners, you know. But so far they're inside. Drugstores have that. And this is going to turn into a big business, you know, where if you have like a cough, like just simple things, you know, not if you have the new drug resistant tuberculosis. For that, you'll have to go to a doctor. But there's one in the Duane Reade on 50th Street and 7th Avenue, a MediClinic. And you just go in, and it's $40 or $50. And, you know, I guess you'll be able to get your flu shot. So I won't have to, and supposedly you don't have to wait. And I think the people that work there may be trained in medicine. I'm not sure. Either that or they're $5.15 an hour illegal immigrants from Mexico giving the shots. They'll probably be any minute. You know, everything starts out very high-minded, and the next thing will be, we can't afford to be paying nurse practitioners. Because there's like a level of nurse now that's it's higher than a nurse and lower than a doctor. I think it's called a nurse practitioner. I know they call them that in Christian Science, but this is a different one. It's like a nurse with a little more training than a regular nurse, but not up to a doctor. So, you know, pretty soon they're going to say, look, if we're only charging $40 or $50, we can't be afford to be paying these nurse pluses. You know, well, excuse me, there's enough Mexican immigrants that we'll be paying them $5. So what? So what? Most of the people without insurance all speak Spanish. You know what I'm waiting for? I truly believe this, that we are going to come to a point where they're going to have like people translating, English translators, like when you go to boat, when everybody speaks Spanish, and we're like the freakazoids here. The people who speak English, we don't fit in. You know, and they're going to, oh, you only speak English? But they'll say it in Spanish, but I can't. Solamente habla inglés. Something like that. Solamente is only. And habla inglés is like speak English. That's what's going to happen. So anyway, I'm already planning. Around, just before I go on vacation, around the middle of October, you walk in there and you say you have the flu shots. But there's some kind of flu vaccine that they're sending out, but the FDA hasn't approved it yet, but they're going to. I don't want that one. Because now I'm getting nervous because nothing works. I don't want to be, because I like my flu shot. The minute you can get one, that's when I want it. And I'm like, I'm going to be the fucking guinea pig. I'm going to be the dead one. Right? Did they say, oh, well, they made so much this year and so fast. And we really didn't look at it. And, you know, 117 people nationwide died. The first people that went to get the flu shots, they died. And that's how we discovered we made a mistake. So I can assure you, if that's going to happen, it's me. That's going to be me. I'm going to be one of the dead people. Because I don't believe they can do anything anymore. I really don't. I think they've kind of proven that. All right, here's another break. All Break Radio. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146. Okay. Oh, I still have the rattlesnake biting the lady at Lowe's two times. Oh, oh, crap, I have that story up twice. Or don't I? No, I don't. You know, that in that new book, The Architect, that they still didn't send me, that they're never going to send me because I won't interview them, but I'm still recommending it. I don't have time to read it anyway. It says that Karl Rove, they had an eyewitness, it was somebody who was there, brought in the three priests to exorcise Hillary Clinton's office. Her ex-office, which he took over. Well, she was talking about, like, car manufacturers all going bankrupt yesterday, and some reporter asked her, I wonder if there's audio of that. And she had not read this. She didn't even know. He said, what do you think? Did you hear that Karl Rove had your office? He had an exorcist. She goes, I don't know what to say. It seems like one of those genuine moments that are so hard to get out of politicians, you know? Because everything they do is so scripted and so planned, and she really is like that. But they all are. And she apparently just went, I don't know, I didn't hear that, I'm speechless. What are you going to say? What would you say? What if I found out that Jim Brewer brought a priest in here every day to do an exorcism? I'm the one who should be bringing probably in the priest, since God knows what goes on in here. There are just more and more bizarre stains on the carpet in this studio every day. What do they do here? But Hillary, that must be so funny. That must be, oh God, you know what we have to talk about? This ABC documentary? What bullshit? Jesus Christ. ABC has its head so far up the ass of this administration. And I hear it's Bob Iger. But what do I know? Anyway, I will be back, and it is Tabloid Thursday, but I know you people, you all start calling at the last minute. And you're paying, so, you know, I feel like I have to speak to everybody. But not really. Okay, I'll be back another hour. Oh, wow, that's great. That's Arthur Baker. What's that called? A thousand. What a surprise! 1,000 years. All right, and anybody listening in New York who can go out on Sunday night, he's at, what the hell is the name of it? Happy Valley. That's the name of the club. John Roby, Lady Miss Keir from Delight. Maybe we should play Delight. Not now. Maybe tomorrow. I'll forget by tomorrow. I have to track this stuff down. I really do. All right. So you want some news? I don't want any news. Let's see what MSNBC.com. What are they up to? What did Bush say now? Terror trial backlash. Military lawyers question Bush's sanity. Question proposed rules for tribunals. That's it? That's it? Because Bush's whole thing now is like, oh, we'll put them on trial. And, of course, the Supreme Court said he couldn't do that. So he wants new rules, which to me sound worse than the old rules. And he has three Republican senators already against him. Right? John Warner, who's somebody, I guess Josh Micah Marshall, says, you really kind of have to trust anything John Warner is saying. Because he's nearly 80. You know, so you get to a point, it's like, well, he's not looking for anything, is he? You know, when somebody gets old to the point where you can't point at him and say, oh, he wants to be president. Oh, he wants to, what does he want? He's nearly 80, he wants to live till tomorrow. That's what he wants. You know, when he was already married to Elizabeth Taylor. So, you know, he's had his life. Can you imagine? You know, I don't even remember when she was in Washington. I can't remember, but it was like always so bizarre. Just think how bizarre. Here is this movie star that even then had already had God knows how many husbands. This really, she was a real movie star, you know, in a way that nobody is a movie star anymore. And she was married to a United States senator. She didn't fit in. She didn't like D.C. I wonder why. All those uptight ass-kissing. How did she ever end up even marrying him? Jesus. Anyway, so John Warner doesn't like Bush's new idea. John McCain, but him, he wants to be president, so you can ignore everything he says. He wants to be president. Personally, I think he's nuts. Even though I know that's the right-wing thing, you know, it's like a whole right-wing thing about McCain, but I think he is. They can't be wrong all the time. And the other person is Lindsey Graham, who was a JAG. Did you know that, Senator Lindsey Graham? He was a JAG. He was a Judge Advocate General in, well, I guess the Navy. Isn't that where the JAGs, I don't know, they took the show off. That was the weirdest television program. When they finally took it off, they said, here's a TV program nobody ever noticed it was on. It was on for 10 years. And it did well, but the people in it never got famous. It never got fabulous ratings. Nobody ever wrote about it. It was just there, doing okay. And I actually had gotten into it. You know, it was a little formulaic. You know, they always had, you know, a certain kind of plot and a certain kind of subplot. And, Did you see CSI last night? I realized at the end I had seen it before. But I don't think I had ever seen the beginning. They have this skeleton, right? Or this corpse, I don't know what, burned to a crisp. I guess it was just a skeleton by then. It was totally burned, right? Like, I guess every piece of flesh burned off it. So all they have is this black skeleton. But they thought it was this investigator who had worked for them. And the one guy, I don't know who the characters are. Who's interested in CSI, who the regular characters are? I'm interested in, like, the bodies. So they have this blackened skeleton lying there. He says, I'm going to recreate the face. You know, because he wants to find out if it's the person they... And he walks over to the skeleton, and he just takes the head and takes it off the body. He just lifts the head right off the body. And he goes to a sink, and he starts washing off all the black. And I'm like going, I can't believe he just took the head right off of that body. How can you not love a show like that? You know, and then they got into all this plot shit. Who cares? I just like that moment. You know, like CSI always has a moment, you know, like where the guy lifts a head right off the body and takes it over to the sink to rinse it off. I'm easy. I'm going to have to watch Katie Couric again. So I didn't watch her last night, but I am sitting there innocently. I am sitting there, an innocent little lamb. I had just watched the CSI, and I'm reading Time Out New York about Arthur Baker and getting all excited, and like an innocent lamb before my TV, and at 10 o'clock, what the fuck is there in front of me? Fucking Katie Couric! It's like a terror attack in my living room. I didn't turn her on at 6:30. I don't want to see her. And she's like a fucking terrorist. There she is, 10 o'clock at night, in a turtleneck, saying, are we safer now, 5 years after 9? They're not allowed to just spring her on you like that out of nowhere when you're sitting in all your little lammy innocence. you know, waiting to see, I don't know, Law and Order. It's a different channel. There are a lot of dead nights in TV for me, I notice. How many nights a week is there football? Friday? Oh, there's been football on Friday. Is that preseason? Well, that's half the week already, practically. Thursday, Sunday, Monday. Oh, and Friday and Saturday is college. I think that's 5 fucking days a week. You lose an entire channel all night. Guess there's money in it. But what is this mugging people with Katie Couric? So I'm warning you, because I read somewhere today she's on 60 Minutes. Don't watch 60 Minutes. She's doing her first report for 60 Minutes. This is like, in 1 week, we are going to give America so much Katie Couric, nobody is ever going to want to see this woman again. Her ratings in New York already dropped 30% from Monday till Tuesday. Or from Tuesday till Wednesday, because Tuesday and Wednesday were Monday and Tuesday, because Monday was a holiday. So in one night, her ratings dropped 30%. People had had enough. And all the innocent little lambs like I sitting there, just wanting to see somebody maybe take a head off another body who suddenly is... But she looked much better last night. She was in a suit. She was in, like, I guess, a navy suit with a very nice shade of blue, a turtleneck, which is good when you get to that age. Because it hides your neck. Do you know who's in Pat Buchanan's way to being number one on the Times bestseller list? I can't believe this. That fucking dog. I never thought he'd beat the dog on Amazon, and he did. He beat Marley. But the thing that's annoying me that Pat can't get to number one is that how long has that dog been there? That dog book has been around forever. I am really going to have to stand in Barnes & Noble the next time and read some of that book. I mean, I know, you know, people love animals. But I want Pat to be number one on the New York Times. And I think Marley's only number two. You know what other book is the kid stopping him from being? That cunt Nora Ephron. That book. And that book, I did stand and read part of it in Target. That book by Nora Ephron, I Hate My Neck, about getting older, the most mediocre, shallow, the kind of book that when people say to me, you should write a book, and the kind of book that I think if I ever wrote a book that shallow and mediocre, I would commit suicide. That this woman has built a career on writing crap like that, and has at least one daughter that has a career built on crap. The book is barely, what did I say? It's barely 130 pages to begin with. It's so idiotic. That's the kind of, but this woman thinks she wrote a book. It's not a book. See, if I had no standards, if I weren't a Virgo, I'd probably have my house in Arizona, my house in Miami. I would. Because if I could live with myself by doing shit like writing books like that, I'd probably be rich. That's what you need to get rich. No standards. Be willing to be mediocre. And you'll have a house in Arizona and a house in Miami, you know, instead of an apartment in Woodside in Queens. But I have my integrity. And they have millions of dollars. I don't know. I couldn't do it. That book, it's not a book. It's bullshit. It's like some sixth grade child could write it. And why is it stopping Pat Buchanan from being number one? Because, there's obviously a lot of women her age, which I think is around my age. And, They buy stupid... And they, well, who would buy that book? Why would anybody buy that? You have to look at it. When you're in Barnes & Noble, it's Nora Ephron. Just look at it. Just read, like, any two pages. It's easy because they're small and the print is big. So that you can pay... Granted, it is only $20 instead of, like, $27 like most books. But I'm telling you, it's a disgrace that that's even called a... But she did write all those movies. But they weren't such fabulous. She wrote You've Got Mail and, you know, she wrote all those Meg Ryan stupid romantic comedies. But you know what's going to come out? Somebody is writing a book trashing Woodward and Bernstein. And she was married to Carl Bernstein. And they had a very, very, very acrimonious, to put it mildly, divorce. And apparently they both agreed that they wanted everything about this divorce to be hidden forever. It was really disgusting. And then she wrote this movie, which I actually liked, called Heartburn, which was supposedly based on their divorce. And I don't know, he was going to say, really, they hate each other's guts, these two people. And this book is apparently going to reveal letters they wrote to each other. It's going to be probably nearly as good as Rupert Everett. But not quite. Because I'd rather read about Sharon Stone when you get down to it than Nora Ephron. But she's standing in Pat's way. This woman has spent so much money on plaster. That's how you can tell how shallow she is. If I had that money, all right, say I was as rich as she is, I wouldn't spend that money doing all that shit. Do you know what Rosie admitted today? She, like, had a little fat sucked out of her neck, or, you know, like her face. Once. Because she's right. She lost a lot of weight. And your neck, everything starts sagging. You know, if you lose a lot of weight, and she's only in her early 40s, but still your skin loses its elasticity. So when you lose weight and you're past a certain age, your skin doesn't, like, snap back. You know, you start, and she admitted she had a little something. And she says, you see how it works? It all comes back. She's fabulous. I love her. She's so open. Oh, what was I going to tell you about that was actually important? Oh, God, what's important? What's important? Jeez, I think I have been... Oh, you know, did you read this story on George? This is so fabulous. Amala Jala Bala Booby Doobie. I know, I like him, and I know it's very, you know, terrible to be insulting him by not pronouncing his name, but get a better name. Max of Iran, as my friend used to say, they should all be named Max. So all you have to say is Max of Iran, Max of Arabia, Max of Egypt, and you don't have to pronounce these fucking names. Max of Iran is coming over here. Oh, well, we're going to have a week in New York. The week of the 18th, when I'm taking off them... They're all coming to the UN. Talk about being in that near a terrorist target. You couldn't decide which one of these people that more people would like to kill first, right? So, Mamala Bala Bala Booba, Max of Iran, he is supposed to speak the same day Bush is supposed to speak. But he keeps saying, I want a debate. I want to speak at the same time. I want it to be a debate. And Bush is supposed to speak at 11:30 in the morning. And the Iran guy is supposed to speak in the afternoon. But they're supposed to both be at the same luncheon that Kofi Annan is giving that afternoon. Oh, Kofi Annan, you just better be ordering a lot of Alka-Seltzer for that. Oh, my God. So... I said to somebody last night, you know what's going to happen? You know what they're going to start up with? And people are starting already. They're starting to say, don't let this guy come to, don't give him a visa. Don't let him into the country. And I'm saying, excuse me, the man was elected the head of Iran. He has as much fucking right to be there as Bush, who may not have even ever been elected. We know Bush wasn't elected twice. So I'll tell you, the right wing is going to start. You're going to be hearing this all next week, that they shouldn't let this guy from Iran into the United States. Just wait. Mark my words. This is going to be all the veins pounding in the foreheads there, that they shouldn't let him in. They've never kept, have they ever kept anybody out? They let Castro would come and talk to the UN. Oh, this is going to be amazing. Oh, my God. How can you get, you know something, Bush, you don't like it, you stay away. Because at least we'll get an intelligent speech. It's so embarrassing when he talks at the UN. Oh, God. You know, you don't want the neighbors to see Bush. He's like the crazy aunt. Oh, God, that's what I'm going to be, my poor nephew. Bush is the kind of guy, keep him up in the attic. You don't want the neighbors seeing this. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Six.
Well, why are you allowed to drive drunk, Paris, even if all you wanted was an In-N-Out burger? Which I only had once, but it's fabulous. I wish there was a way Dave could bring them back. Oh, yeah, try getting on a plane with an In-N-Out burger. She was arrested in Hollywood for suspected drunk driving, but she said it was blown out of proportion. And she may have been speeding to get an In-N-Out burger. Okay, sorry, I belched right into the air. She had been to a charity fundraiser after a long day. She had just won margarita. I was starving because I hadn't eaten. Maybe I was speeding a little bit and got pulled over. I was just really hungry, and I wanted to have an In-N-Out burger. This, what an ad campaign, right? You would hire her to do ads. Although I don't think In-N-Out burger needs ads. I'll leave her alone. First of all, they have now lowered the level. I am a maniac about drunken driving. But they've now made drunk driving. They keep lowering it and lowering it. You know, it's out of control. It really is, you know. You can't have any highway funds, you know, unless anybody who looked at a glass of beer is now a drunk driver. So that's another thing out of control. Everything is out of control. All right. So what this other thing is. Oh, my God. I should be doing the tabloid. Did I have one other story? We're going to have a lot of flu vaccine. Come on. Three Republican senators. Oh, Israel claims they're lifting the blockade on Lebanon. Oh, I looked up the vote on getting rid of the cluster bombs. Practically, well, only 30 people voted to get rid of the cluster bombs. So I look up first, Charles Schumer and Hillary Clinton. You think they want to get rid of cluster bombs? No way. Because a vote against cluster bombs is a vote against Israel. Joe Biden? No way. Maybe I'll read it tomorrow. It's really boring, actually. Oh, yeah, there's a poll that says 75% of voters are angry about something. Not necessarily the same thing, but angry about something. And we'll talk about that ABC miniseries by tomorrow. Maybe they'll have taken it off the air. And I would just like to congratulate, although I didn't like it enough to play it again, Bob Dylan has a number one album, the first time in 30 years. I never thought he had a number one album. It wasn't even his good albums that were number one. Blood on the tracks? Please. And what, Planet Waves? It's one of his shitty albums. And he is the oldest person. This is sounding like baseball. I let you know, don't you love it when they say he's the third left-handed pitcher with one brown eye and one blue eye to, you know, have hit three doubles in the second game of a doubleheader in the month of August. I love stuff like, I like that guy. Who was that guy over the weekend that they brought up out of the minor leagues? It was some guy they brought up out of the minors, and his first at bat in the major leagues walks up grand slam home run. And he's the second guy in the history of baseball that ever had his first hit in the major leagues be a grand slam home run. That's kind of no good because it's all downhill from there, isn't it? Who'd want to start out like that? Okay, Bob Dylan reached the top of the U.S. pop albums charts for the first time in 30 years, becoming the oldest living person to launch a new disc at number one. The thing being that Johnny Cash and Ray Charles both had number one albums in recent years, but they were both dead. So Bob Dylan at 65, even older than I, is the oldest living person, you know, and simply for him being an old fart alone, you really have to say.
I hear there's...
Not that. That's good. There's like life in us old farts. So that's fabulous. He last reached number one in 1976, with Desire. Which one the hell was that? Oh, that's with the Rolling Thunder. Oh, that's the one with Hurricane. His other chart toppers were his 1975 classic, Blood on the Tracks. Oh, that was a good one. And 1970, Planet Waves. Planet Waves sucked. Oh, Planet Waves was just terrible. All right, so that's very good. In Britain, it debuted at number three. With the best 1 week. I don't know what that says. What is the meaning of that? That Bob Dylan would have the number one album. Oh, I know what it says. You know what it says? Music sucks. What? Al Jazeera broadcasts Osama meeting 9/11 hijackers video. Al Jazeera? You know, if they broadcast something, you'd think it's true, wouldn't you? If NBC broadcasted you... Osama... Oh! All right, well, that's no big deal. Maybe Bush will go look for him now. I don't know. I don't think about him. I don't think about him much. Oh, Jesus. All right, I'm going to get the tabloids. Here's a break. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146. Uh-huh. My things suck. All right. A guest star on Grey's Anatomy suffered a real injury. A 10-year-old girl who was playing a character who couldn't feel pain got her fingers stuck in a wheelchair and started screaming in pain. All right. That, I mean, it's not funny, but it's not terrible. Oh, this is, we're reading The Enquirer. Oh, stop it, Muhammad Ali's last days. No. Oh, God, I love Muhammad. I love Muhammad Ali. Love, 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 love him. And there's, I mean, you know, there's something wrong with him, but... Not that much. He's not dying. Sometimes they make it up. Cindy Crawford fumes over Botox rumors. Oh, please. Look at her. How can they do... No! I don't have a line on my face. How old is this bitch? Oh, she's only 40 years old? Who's that one who's 52? The one with the cheating. The one Alexis fucked her husband. That's not Cindy Crawford. That's Christy Brinkley. I guess, who can keep them? You know, Kate Moss. She's good. The drug addict. All right. This doesn't look very good to me. Oh, The Last Days, new medical drama from Muhammad Ali. He shuffled slowly in a walker aboard a plane. All right, we know that. He has Parkinson's. Oh, he went to Paradise Valley right outside of Scottsdale. Because he can't take the winters. I can't either. Could I visit him? Oh, wow. Well, he looks terrible. It's true. He looks absolutely terrible. He can hardly walk. Here's Jessica Alba. They let her play with a bunch of penguins. It's a girl. Brittany is shopping for girls' baby clothes. How is she going to carry both those babies around all the time? You notice Paris Hilton carries a fucking dog with her everywhere. Brittany, I don't know whether to say she's like a good mom. Because she never puts that kid down. Or, you know, now she's going to have another one. What the hell is she going to do? You can't carry two kids. That kid looks very happy, I must say. Latest dating craze, cuddle parties. That's very old. Tom and Katie sleeping in separate bedrooms. She flees to her own sanctuary. When life gets too stressful, she's going to get pissed off and she's going to announce. This is what's going to happen. And it's not going to take long. I get within 2 years, she is going to announce. Unless she had to sign something that says, if you ever admit you never gave birth and this is not our baby and the baby is Asian, that she doesn't get any money. That might zip her lip. All right, now they have these two pictures of Katie Couric. One of which, in that she looks normal for a 49-year-old woman, with lines and not such beautiful teeth, and, you know, her hair isn't so beautiful, and, you know, one of what she looks like now. So I think we kind of all know Katie had work done, don't we? I mean, you could, it's... Some things are just kind of obvious, you know, that she had something done. Nicole's miscarriage terror. Oh, God, did she have another miscarriage? No, she's afraid she's going to have a miscarriage. Oh, she also denies she's pregnant. But if she is pregnant, she's afraid she's going to have a miscarriage, okay? No, because she does miscarry a lot. Maybe, Nicole, it's because you're so thin. Being that thin is not healthy. Melanie Griffiths thinks her daughter dresses like a slut. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What can a person say? It's a woman who made her entire career being a slut. And, of course, she also, they reprint a picture of Melanie Griffith and her 16-year-old slut daughter standing outside smoking together. Smoke, but don't look like a slut. Oh, isn't that funny? Oh, by the way, you know, I never did an update on last week's thing. Do you know that bitch Hillary Swank, and I really do want to see the Black Dahlia, but I don't know what I'm going to... I really don't know what I'm going to do. Because I don't ever want to see a movie with that woman in it again. After what she did to Chad Lowe. But here's another nail in her coffin as far as I'm concerned. They're showing Hillary Swank dating this guy, right? Last week. Remember I said here's Hillary... He's married! Now, I know it's both their fault. You know, you can't just blame her. But she's really turning into really some sack of crap, isn't she? And he's, like, just flaunting it. He, like, doesn't give a crap. And he's married. He has a kid. That's it. Every time I'm in the video store, I say, God, everybody said Mr. and Mrs. Smith was such a good movie. But that's when the boycott started. The two of them. I'm not going to be able to go to the movie soon because I'm so offended by the morals of these people. God. Oh, God. Hasselhoff scammed wife into signing prenup. You know something? He deserved to be in Eclipse. Isn't he turning out to be, now that Hasselhoff is back, he's turning out to be like such a pain in the ass. I think it was better when he was just, you didn't hear from him for how many years? Only in Germany they knew him. They still loved him. Flashbulb fashion. Music video awards. Pink looked like shit. Paris Hilton. Oh, that looked like shit, honey. I don't know. Christina Aguilera, she certainly has a certain flair. Girls Gone Bad. Tara Reid. Yeah, Tara Reid just looks terrible. She really does. Who's this Britney? Why do they keep saying how bad Britney looks? She's pregnant. She's fine. You know what I missed? It's getting harder. It's so hard to leave my house now because I leave my house like 11:30, and that's when the guest is coming on The View. And you know who was the guest today that I had to leave? Maggie Gyllenhaal. Because she is this indie movie that just opened, this movie Sherry Baby. So I had to leave. Raymond Starr bravely battles heart disease. Aww. Peter Boyle. And he's not that young. Oh, is that what was wrong with him? He had a heart attack. He had a stroke. He looked very bad at the end of Everybody Loves Raymond. Oh, Jesus. And 70. He's only 70. People live so long now. All right, what else? Dana Plato's son files wrong. It's a miracle. Mom gives birth while pinned in wrecked car. Now the Globes. I saved this one for second. Because the headline on the Globe is world exclusive. Laura Bush, nervous breakdown. I can't take any more, she tells Prez. Maybe she should run away with the Malabala, the Max of Iran. Wouldn't that be cute? Wouldn't that be, oh, Jesus, this reminds me of these pictures of Jerry Springer rehearsing for Dancing with the Stars. Tom DeLay, who apparently has way too much time on his hands. You know what he did? He sent out emails to, like, his list, his email list of people, Tom DeLay, saying that they should all support Sarah Evans on Dancing with the Stars. This is what an act, he has nothing to do with himself, DeLay. Because Sarah Evans is a good conservative. And Dancing with the Stars features this horrible liberal, Jerry Springer. So he's now politicizing Dancing with the Stars. I don't know. Do we get to vote on Dancing with the Stars, I suppose? I don't know. So he's like lobbying to prove to America that people don't want sleaze like Jerry Springer on television. And liberals. I swear to God, somebody had the, Think Progress or somebody had this. This is a man with way too much time. Didn't he start a few bogus charities? Couldn't he be doing some bogus work for his bogus charities? Jesus. I mean, I'm sure Sarah Evans is a nice person. You're supposed to vote for them based on how good they can dance, not on their political... You know, get politics out of this. Stop sullying everything. Oh, my God. Don't forget that Rush Limbaugh is on Katie tonight. Okay. Oh, and here's Macaulay Culkin. lugging a case of Hennessy cognac. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12 bottles of Hennessy. But he's getting ready for his 26th birthday party. All right, we'll see what else is in the Globe when we come back. Okay. Renee's dieting is wrecking her love life. Zellweger's rock star ex-lover tells pals, she is very thin, and she's somebody you didn't think, she looks like terrible. She looks terrible. Oh, my God. But she's obsessed with her figure. She's obsessed. Oh, what, somebody's calling now? Forget it. All right, and they have a picture in the Globe of Teddy Kennedy. Every summer they love to put a nice picture of Teddy Kennedy because he's fat. He's actually lost a lot of weight in the last few years, but he's still fat. But if he get fat enough, JonBenet fiasco, blame them, district attorney, and that college professor that wrote about it. They're too sexy for their fans. Jessica and Ashley feel Christian backlash over slutty outfits. Lipo nightmare costs woman her legs. Oh, my God, they really did. They cut her legs off. She endured blood clots, bed sores, and amputations. And she wasn't even that fat. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, I don't know who she went to have a liposuction, but she ended up having her legs amputated. Not good. Not good at all. Did deadbeat dad hurl his little girl to her death? I don't know. Low blow for Chad. He's devastated as ex-wife Hillary leads La Dolce Vita in Rome with new hunk. Oh, Chad Everett thought they... Chad Lowe. Who's Chad Everett? Chad Lowe thought they could get back together. Why would he want to go back with her after she announced to the world that he had been a drunkard or drug addict, so he'll probably never work again? Oh, he must really love her. Laura on verge of nervous breakdown. Final straws. First lady is driven to tears by that assassination movie. Well, what does that have to do with anything? I don't understand why that has anything to do with the, you know, that she thinks he's having an affair with Condoleezza Rice and, you know, that he's drinking again, supposedly. These are like two different things. I could see her being upset at that fake documentary where Bush is assassinated. But I don't exactly see how that has like any connection to whatever their personal problems is. But she'd like to spend the next year commuting to Washington every couple of weeks, it says, in the Globe. She would like to just, she wants to go back to Texas and get a condo in Houston or Dallas and just go back to Washington every now and then. Okay. All right. One-legged wonders, Amazing Race. She'll face beauty queens and a lesbian. The Amazing Race contestant. Oh, there's a woman with one leg. Okay. Maybe she'll meet Paul McCartney. Maybe he'll marry her. Sad last days of Glenn Ford. Okay. Oh, now what are they saying Regis is dumped from? America's Got Talent, but does it have Regis Philbin for season 2? A large percentage of viewers are adults over 50, not the age group they want to reach. Oh, they think it's Regis's. That show did very well. That show did very well. All right. Well, nothing exciting. These tabloids, they're on their way out of business, you know, also. Okay, I'm Lynn Samuels. This is Sirius Left 146, and you know, if we don't all get gassed to death or something. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Garrett. Good boy.